Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by National Highway Traffic Safety Administration Safety Specialist Laura Dunn, and we're going to be talking about something that's very important here across the country. That's hot car deaths, the leading cause of non-crash vehicle-related fatalities for kids 14 and younger. And as the summer temperatures continue to rise year after year, it feels more and more important that people are educated on the best practices to avoid these deaths and injuries. Laura, it's a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for doing the story. I'm happy to be here.
Now, you guys are running a nice little prevention promotion right now, Stop, Look, Lock. What is kind of the message behind that, and how does this pertain to keeping kids safe from these hot car deaths?
So our life-saving message of this campaign right now is once you park, stop, look, and lock. So before you leave your car, stop, look in the backseat for your child, and then lock. And keep your doors locked so a child can't crawl in and become trapped. We launched this campaign in 2024 in partnership with Ad Council. It's called the Never Happens campaign. And we want to show parents that, unfortunately, that never scenario can happen to them and how they can prevent it.
And you look at the common causes that research shows are the three main scenarios for these hot car deaths. You have children who are forgotten in this car unknowingly. Maybe they've gained access with their parents not noticing, or maybe they've been left behind. And these are kind of the three scenarios that you guys are trying to look at with this Stop, Look, Lock campaign. I mean, if you're checking that car pretty regularly, you can hopefully avoid some of these scenarios.
Yeah, and one of the things that we found, especially for the forgotten scenario, is one of the biggest risk factors is a change in routine. And a lot of these deaths have happened because that morning routine is different for whatever reason. So, you know, a parent taking a child to daycare who typically doesn't, or, you know, there's something different going on that day. So that momentary lapse in attention or memory can really happen to anyone, and it's why it's so important to integrate kind of that park, stop, look, lock mindset into your schedule as a parent.
And you know, you look at some of the statistics behind this. Since 1988, over 1,000 children have died from pediatric vehicular heart stroke. An average of 37 children die annually from heat stroke after being trapped in a car. As of June 2025, 7 children have already died from vehicular heat stroke. These are statistics that really underscore how important a campaign like this is to raise awareness for this problem, because it's something that can really sneak up on you and impact your life in such a major way.
Absolutely. These deaths are tragic. As of July 2025 this year, we've lost 15 children to pediatric vehicular heat stroke. So this is something that we really want parents to kind of keep in the forefront of their mind, that this can happen to anyone, and there's simple steps that you can do to help prevent this in your own family and in your own life.
Now, let's take a look at some of those steps. Of course, we have the stop, look, lock. What other things would you recommend to parents to help avoid these scenarios?
We would encourage, if your child attends preschool or child care, to kind of set up a system with your child care provider that they give you a call within 10 to 15 minutes of when they're supposed to arrive there, if they haven't arrived yet, to kind of add an extra layer of protection to your routine and your family, is, you know, to make sure that everybody knows where the child is and that child is where they're supposed to be and they're not locked in a hot car. Another thing that you can do is keep things that you need for your day in the back seat. So that means your phone, your purse, your bag for work, maybe a badge, your lunch, anything that you need for the day, keep it in the back seat. So when you get to your destination and park, you physically have to open that back door and look in the back seat and retrieve those items that you need. And that's just another way that you can make sure that your child is not locked in that car and is where they're supposed to be. Another thing that you can do is keep a child's toy in the vehicle and keep it in the front seat with you when your child's in the car. So it's kind of a visual cue for you, too, that my child's still in the car. I need to get them to where they're supposed to be, and that kind of habit part of your brain doesn't take over. Another thing that we encourage parents and caregivers to do is lock your car in your driveway or garage and put those keys and key fobs up out of reach. You know, teach your children that a car is never a safe place to play. And, you know, even if you don't have children of your own, make sure that your car is locked in front of your house, in your driveway, in your garage, So a neighborhood child can't access your car and then not be able to get out. We've seen that scenario, unfortunately.
Yeah, I remember as a kid trying to access my mom's car when she wasn't looking. And that was a stern reminder that day of that's what we should never do. So I like these safety tips that you're providing for these parents. Now, you also have some other resources available through the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Where can they go to find some more tips on how to avoid these deaths?
So our website is nhtsa.gov/heatstroke. We have helpful tips and resources about how to prevent hot car deaths, and we have copies of our public service announcements. They're really compelling if you want to share those with your network, and they're available in both English and in Spanish.
Now, Laura, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I will say that all of us have a part to play in preventing hot car deaths. And if you see a child in distress in a vehicle, act. Call 911 immediately and get that child help, because every minute counts in preventing hot car deaths.
Well, Laura, it was a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Safety Specialist Laura Dunn with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. We were talking about how to prevent hot car deaths. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.